Okay, and we are recording, so ready to go.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the detailed design meeting. Agenda. Last time we discussed the squishy foodiness of our remote controls and how we might pursue that. And I think Sigrid came up with some ideas. And we also talked about materials we use and what kind of chip would be necessary. So for later in the meeting, I've done a spreadsheet of production costs. So we'll take a look at that and see if it's changed at all from when we last discussed it. You guys have a prototype presentation?
Okay, well, so our design looks something like this. And this being a wheel that you use to change channels or volume or whatever. This button serves as the power button if you hold it down. And then you just tap on it, I think it brings up the menu. And the base of the remote control, which has a squishy spongy rubbery feel, is interchangeable, so you can change the color according to, you know, the suit your living room or whatever.
And you can change the vegetable.
Yeah, you can change the vegetable.
It was like broccoli.
So this snaps off, and you can put on whichever one you want. This is not to scale because it doesn't have the battery inside it. There's a mango. It's trendy fruit. It's not just ordinary fruit. So you don't have orange, you have mango. Maybe strawberry is not as trendy.
Very bright strawberry.
So we'll come up with a variety of trendy and exciting fruit designs for your remote control. And then people will be encouraged to buy 3 or 5 of them because they'll need things for some.
It's been a little bit difficult to make sure that it's hand-holdable and that the user can use it. Yeah, it's not too big. But we think that this, you know, the size will be okay. And we will have to fit the battery case in there somehow. And I guess the only other thing that we really didn't talk about was, or design yet actually, would be the thing, the locator.
The locator is just a chip that's inside there.
Okay, so that's just...
The beeper is also inside there too, somewhere.
So you have to have a button on your... You have to attach the button to the...
Yeah, we didn't design that.
Yeah, we have that is it.
But it would be coordinating with that.
Yeah, okay, that could, you know, match the hands, so.
Mm-hmm.
Broccoli. Mango. Ta-da.
If you want to look in your project documents folder, there's a small spreadsheet. The only one that's in your production costs. If you open it up, I've just stuck to my design because it's a real challenge. But if I missed anything that we've gone over, or if you see something that has changed, we're excited on batteries, and the regular chip would be necessary for the more advanced iPod-like button. I said uncurved and flat. I think that's what you have there, is that right? For the plastic part would be...
My impression was that flat meant like one of those square remotes. But it's really not very clear, because you've got single curve and double curve. And
right.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. One side is curved and then the other side is curved.
Well, if we're talking about the area just, I guess we'd have to contact the company that makes them and see. So what else? There's plastic for the area around the button. And then rubber would be the squishy like thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And lots of special colors, actually. Do you see anything that I've missed?
No, I think that's all right.
So that would make our total of 11.9, which is almost 12.5, which means we'd be making more profit. And if we sold a lot of squishy things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Evaluation quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got a presentation.
Sorry.
Okay. Right, what happens is we have to decide whether this whole project we've been working on actually meets the standards we were set at the start. The method is, I've analysed the user requirements and integrated them into the trends found in marketing reports and in our company's strategy marketing. And the findings were that we need it to look in a certain way, feel in a certain way, and this is everything's listed down. Look in a certain way, feel in a certain way, it has to be technologically innovative, and it has to be easy to use. These are all things we looked at the start, and criteria that have to be met. We have to use a table, I'll show you that later, together to decide whether it meets the standards. And we have, therefore, in total, we have 11 points according to which this should be evaluated. And basically the findings are the same as the evaluation criteria. I would like to show you the table we have to use. This is the table. Can you see this here?
Mm-hmm.
So the questions I've given you, could you write that down? True is 1 and false is 7. And we'll just go through each point together. I think if each of us gives an opinion that they can be mixed somehow, I don't know how it works, but they haven't been told.
Is it possible that we can bring this up on our own?
Yeah, it's in the project documents.
Is it meeting 3 in the next?
It's called evaluation criteria. And it's under evaluation.
Yeah, okay.
So it was
choose one and process.
Do you want us to discuss this together or do you want us to do something?
We can get separately and then discuss it. If that's something wrong with it. So it's actually a skit.
Right, one is true and
so
these are the questions we're answering.
Yes.
And
if it's fancy, you put 1.
Oh, right.
If it's really unfancy, it's 7.
If it's somewhere in between, you put 4.
Yeah.
feel fancy. He's like, hello. No.
There should really be questions. Back to your season two and start.
I'm gonna say yes.
Yes? Very, very true.
I imagine there's somewhere on the front, you know, with a case that you said that you would go.
You miss that one?
Yeah, I'm probably not just gonna see the whiteboard.
To me, is it necessary?
I don't think so.
We'll just do
yeah, the marker had kind of stopped working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's kind of illegal. Unless you kind of need it.
I don't
feel
like it. Right, so 1.1. We're just going to circle one.
Five.
Oh, I don't know. Right. One.
Five.
Five.
Five. Two. Okay, so do we just stand it up and multiply four? Is that what the company does?
I think we should.
It's four if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It adds the 16 plus four.
Oh, no, it adds to 13. 1552.
Oh, that's just okay.
1552 is 13/4 for now. Yes. Next, 3. 6.
6.
2.
I wasn't cheating this.
Right, 1.3 is.
Sorry, wait, so 1 was true and 7 was false?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys really didn't like it?
I thought it was the other way around.
The other way around.
So we do have about the same thing. We just
haven't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It
was
one
and
two and false and seven. I should have cut the table up.
Oh,
I just,
gosh. Okay.
I just
well,
reversed them all. It's no problem.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm glad this came
out. I was like, why did you guys design it that way?
Yeah.
I know, you guys hated it.
Okay, 1.1, 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 2, 1.3, 1, 1, 1, 2.1, 2,
2.1. I think I missed two. Wait, is that 2.1?
Yeah, but it
yeah.
does 1.4.
1.4,
really
1.5.
Okay,
okay, right,
so
that's, I have two.
It all comes down.
2.2, which is 1.5.
1.
3. Wait, what is the 3?
Oh, 1.
And then 1 on my 2.
3.1, is that correct on my
yeah.
slide?
Yeah.
1.
3.1, and 4.
3.
1, 4, 3. 3, 3.2.
3.
3.
1.
3.3.
1.
1.
2.
4.1.
1.
2. 5.
2. 4.2.
2. 3.
4.
2 and 4.3.
2.
1.
2.
Right, so I'll put 1 on that. Okay, I'll just do the calculations now if you want to continue.
Okay.
Or is it tedious? I'm sorry this was so tedious.
No, no, that's, I think we should look at the ones that, like, was where people said 4 or where, it looks like we might want to discuss changing an aspect of the remote.
Okay. Well, the worst ones were 3.1.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone have the slide? 3.1.
That was material.
Slideshow. Material, technologically innovative. Okay.
Mm.
Do you want to change it? The suggestion?
Mm.
Which one's that again, sorry? 3.1?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is 3.1 was not that good. 4.1.
Is the shape.
The shape. I think 4.2.
See, I'm having trouble imagining that is it gonna be the size, like the controller. Like, or bigger.
What if we just smash all the vegetables down flat and like then you can hold it in your hand better?
I think the base would definitely be larger because some of these are not as easy to hold.
Yeah.
And smallish.
No, but I imagine even if it was bigger, like if it's round and it's big, then you can't get.
Yeah.
That's why remote
yeah.
are long because
yeah.
you have that foam kind of. So they can all be bananas and cucumbers.
Yeah.
But I personally don't think this is comfortable to
yeah.
sit down. Like it's
but like
not
if
position.
You just squash them flat, like you made it flat. After that stress ball stuff, they would be pretty squishable.
But it's still too big, I think.
Yeah. And would it even resemble fruit that way? I mean.
Yeah, like certain ones you'd have to limit the fruit selection. Like you could probably do a strawberry, so
yeah.
I think the broccoli would be out. We could do one that. Although the broccoli is quite comfortable, I have to say. Like.
Yeah, but I think when you were holding
yeah,
that before, it
that
actually
looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And then your fruits look like broccoli, huh?
I wish I could make a rhubarb.
I think like broccoli is my favorite actually.
Mm. I think
what if it was just patterns on like we chose the shape or the shape could be whatever we wanted and then it would just be like a design on the rubber. You
oh,
know,
okay.
like
so
just a
printer,
yeah,
not
or a shape. Yeah.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, we could even have fruit like around.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. I don't know.
But
I just have to
cut
the match or something.
Yeah. And if we want to incorporate the fruit thing somehow, there might be. I mean, if it conflicts with the comfort of actually holding
yeah.
me.
Because, yeah, no one wants to hold it. I don't know, some of them you can kind of see as like you could, if it was only this, you know, if it was shaped like that and it just had that, this, the problem is you have to attach that and this has to be detachable.
Yeah.
So like maybe that's just
well,
too
see, but the reason the broccoli works is You can kind of hold it like that,
Yeah,
which
so
is
that
a nice
would stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
don't
know. I
mean, is there some way we could make it this kind of shape? Because, like,
we
kind
can make
of
it that shape, but just have different colors.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Different
And, like,
even
a
shape, because we would have to
or
hold
even,
the
like, yeah, like you said, like a joystick, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we could do, I'm trying to think of other shape, like fruits or.
Because that, I think, I mean, that fits the whole round iPod idea.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You still have the comfort of holding it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, like, if it's like this, you could put fruit designs and stuff on.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Part.
Alright.
But, I mean, if do we have any other ideas about that?
We should.
And the critical ones came out to be, yeah, that one. Battery is easy to insert for some reason, which can be easily.
Batteries
are
going.
Everyone knew that at one or two.
In the back.
Yeah, they kind of be either on the front or the side.
The reason I didn't even want, I think I gave it 3 because I thought you'd have to like put 9.
I imagine that these are a patch.
Just like any other one.
No, can't be in the front because you are out there, but it'd be on the side probably.
Yeah.
I think everyone's on 3 anyway. So, that's. Those are the other 2 points. So, about.
Yeah, the broccoli, I guess, wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with changing the shape. I'm not just having fun making strawberries and stuff. You get off task. So, I can't think of any. So we'll have to, like. Yeah, I don't know. You could make the touchpad in different shapes, but then it kind of redesigns the whole project. Looks like. But you could do
that. Nice to sort of annoy people to get used to having the buttons.
Yeah,
in
that's
one
shape.
True.
And it would probably cost more to produce.
Yeah, that's
just that, you know.
How about having different colors of watching or having different shapes too?
Yeah. Which is what printing would be, like just printing the fruit. Production evaluation. It's a project evaluation.
You want this?
I guess we're supposed to discuss the process of the project and how satisfied. Yeah. Oh, it's alright. Yeah.
It's alright.
Yeah. Did you feel there was a lot of room for creativity and sort of?
Sure.
Yeah.
I did.
I mean, fruit and squishiness have more creative.
Sponginess.
The prototype making was very creative and stimulating, and I think if you come up with a product, it's fun and it's all creative.
And how is our leadership and teamwork?
I think it was good. We knew what we were doing. It was a very democratic process and everyone got to contribute.
Well, I thought my leadership was crap personally.
Well, they told us when to start and when to end, and that's all that
yeah.
matters.
I think you had 5.
I'm never going to do a management position, I know that now.
Yeah, I thought we all sort of blended.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it, more than anything, we didn't really have our set goals so much as we just would be like.
Yeah. Very democratic.
Yeah.
No spats, that was good. and the means for, like, the materials we use, how convenient are they? Like, the pens, the whiteboard, I mean...
Well, I'm not a big fan of any Microsoft PowerPoint or...
Are you a Mac person?
No, I never touch Macs either. I just use the Unix or the off-market sort of WordPerfect and all these other things.
Which isn't how I use it, but...
Well, the problem is if you don't, like, if my computer never has WordPerfect, so I have to go track someone down who has an old disk and then have to reinstall it. So I have all these documents, I can't use them. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's okay.
I felt like my, I don't know if it was just my role, but I thought that the information that was available to me was kind of just like, or maybe it was just the idea that we had, but there was kind of, it was kind of like, okay, I don't really think, I don't know what I'm doing here, so I didn't really think it was helpful. So I kind of just made up my own stuff, and I didn't really like the PowerPoint presentations, so I kind of wrote a lot of notes instead. Yeah, I don't really like PowerPoint personally. It's kind of stupid.
I never use it.
I can't say I found everything particularly helpful.
Yeah, I didn't really, yeah.
The first bit of information was like a child's drawn picture of how the world works.
No, mine was really helpful, I think. My stuff was quite helpful, I think.
I mean, my problem.
Yeah.
Because my problem was, you guys had access to, like, they send you to sites and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I couldn't do that. So I didn't really know what you guys were doing. And when you're talking about it, it's just like, that's why I seem so ignorant when you're explaining things. It's like,
yeah, well, mine was mostly made up, except when they told me, like, you know, titanium costs more than
yeah.
in order to make a remote control.
But it must have been quite difficult for them to build the whole
system,
because of course they can't give you anything comparable to the internet.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it's interesting how it all went together. Like, I had the stuff about how rubber is cheap and you have nothing to light and spongy. Seems planned.
Yeah, I kind of thought that I felt like I would go and like try to use my information, or like I'd make this stupid little presentation, and then like I just would end up talking about something completely unrelated because I don't know, I felt like I was off task all the time. But
well, I mean, we really got into talking about like personal practicality. Like, it wasn't necessarily what was like, we would never have thought of fruit or sponginess.
So. I hadn't told the purpose.
But I think that it might be to see whether people actually will come up with the same.
Oh, right, given certain information? Or?
If everyone's given the same, I don't know. Anyway, what's next? So, I mean, that's not
what did you guys think of the pens?
They're pretty cool. I'm kind of glad to write with them.
Yeah, and I've forgotten once or twice to check the box.
I'd like to see what it looks like.
They're nicer than the pen that I'm using. It's like your stuff actually shows up here rather than having to look at the screen and write.
Mm.
But in the sound, I don't
know. And new ideas found?
That's all very new.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to, like, it was, I think the microphones are okay when you're sitting down, but, like, they're kind of clumsy. I guess
Well, they drop off if you, like, them too much.
Yeah, I don't know, but they're...
I don't think we're supposed to be testing these microphones.
Maybe we are.
I don't know.
I think that this technology, like, I guess some people must be just using it, but I can't imagine finding it anywhere useful than, like, looking at someone's notes.
Well, the thing is, like, I actually worked in a company, and I had a role, and I had to go to meetings. And, like, the last thing I would have wanted would be to have to watch a video because I missed a meeting. Like, you miss meetings deliberately. There's really not that much information that actually goes through a real meeting, like, when you're actually at a real meeting in a real company.
Hmm.
It's mostly, like, rehashing old stuff and just sort of going over general stuff that anybody who's been on task should already know. It's like, there's just really not a lot of information.
It's kind of like an excessive.
It seems like way overkill.
Yeah.
Like, if I missed a meeting, I could probably get it summed up in like one sentence.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to watch like a 2-hour video with the sound and the transcript. And
I guess it would be. It's gotta be worth it. I guess I'm just mostly curious about like what kind of person or like company would really find it useful. A PETA.
Someone want to talk about fruit more while we still have time? Any other ideas?
What's the end? Are we supposed to work with the end?
We still have time if there's any other input. I mean, I think we did really well personally, which is why we've, you know, gone through this so quickly. Because, I mean, we all kind of agree that our product is satisfactory, it fits the budget, and it's fair.
Amazing.
So I think that's all for today.
Like, I got to put in all this stuff.
Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned.
Yeah. I think I've learned not to bring my head to once.
I think it would be a good idea. I like it.
Enough to get people actually paying attention, especially if you have food.
So I guess we're supposed to write final reports.
All of us?
I don't know.
I have nine.